الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم على فترة من الرسل. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala addressed the Bani Israel, the Jews and the Christians. In this ayat, which is the next ayat, also Allah addresses the Jews and the Christians, and in there we also have to take a lesson. Allah Ta'ala mentions here, by way of introduction, that after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no Nabi in the world for approximately 600 years. And already in the time of Isa alayhi salatu, in the Injil, the Torah, the Old Testament, New Testament, the followers had changed it also. So there was no book of guidance and hidayat on the surface of the earth. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had sent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam after about 600 years with the Quran Sharif. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to the world and Allah Ta'ala sent the Quran Sharif. This is Allah Ta'ala in this now, this is what Allah is referring to, and in that Allah is mentioning His great favor upon mankind. That where there was no guidance, hidayat, how to obey our Creator, our Master, and how to fulfill His commandments, it was not known. There was tahrif, that is the Quran, that the Torah and Injil were changed. And it is also itmam hujjat, that is Allah Ta'ala has completed His promise upon people. Now, if they will follow it, they will get success. If they will not follow it, they will be unsuccessful. And this is similar, like when Allah Ta'ala told the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that they must enter the country of Sham, Syria, and they must fight the people, and Allah will be there to help them. But they refused to do it, then Allah Ta'ala brought another nation. So here also Allah is referring to the Jews and Christians, that if you people will not follow the teachings of the Nabi that has come to you, I've sent Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Quran to you. If you people will not follow it, then I will bring another nation. And consequently, it was such that the Arabs then accepted fully Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they fulfilled his teachings and his commandments. But first, the first recipients were supposed to be the Jews and Christians. And in fact, the Jews had migrated, made hijrat, and gone to Medina Sharif about 300 years before the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For they had seen in the scriptures that Yathrib, which was the old name of Medina Sharif, that was the place where the final Nabi will come. And they were awaiting and expecting him there. And Allah sent him also there. But unfortunately, they did not accept. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Ahlul Kitab, A Kitab Walu, O the people of the Kitab, of the Torah, and the Injil as well, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُنَا آیا ہے تمہارے پاس رسول ہمارا. Our Rasul has come to you, who you were waiting for and who you were expecting, he has come to you. And he يُبَيِّنُ لَكُمْ عَلَى فَتْرَةٍ مِّنَ الرُّسُلْ کھولتا ہے تم پر رسولوں کے انقطاع کے بعد. And he now openly gives you the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. After that, there was a period of about 600 years in which no Rasul had come. And now the Rasul has come. And now he is informing you. And it is a great ne'mat of Allah, accept what he says. So, but this is a tip for the Ahle Kitab, it is a direct command of Allah Ta'ala. And for us also, we should appreciate the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the Hadith, the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we should follow them and bring them in our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to follow the Quran Sharif and the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah.